I can guarantee you, you're overpaying. So if you reduce the money you're spending on insurance premiums, that's extra cash. You just got a raise. If you reduce taxes, which you can all do very easily, just have them reviewed or start a corporation. And if you reduce insurance premiums, you've all just gotten an instant raise. Next, use corporations for credit lines and OPM, which stands for other people's money. When you start making money, you have to understand people always think, well, I don't have any money. You don't need any money to make money. When you form a corporation, and you can go to LegalZoom.com, it has all the forms there very inexpensively. You can form a corporation in any country in the world. There are major tax advantages of forming corporations, but corporations also allow you access to lines of credit that you wouldn't have as an individual person. So all of a sudden, instantaneously, most people don't even know this, if you just form a corporation, you now have access to credit. Not debt, credit, which you didn't have access 5 minutes earlier. And you can get lines of credit up to $1 million, which is really something to consider. Next, there's a couple what we call character traits of people that have money, and something you should consider working on. And if you work on these character traits, you'll feel better and you'll attract more money in your life. One is develop a pleasing personality. And there's a great book called How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. I would encourage all of you to take the Dale Carnegie course. When you develop a pleasing personality, you attract more and better people in your life. Whatever personality you have, you will attract like-minded people. If you have a pleasing personality, you will attract like-minded people. Things will be easier in business. You'll get more accomplished with a pleasing personality. Next, work on improving your communication skills, your persuasive skills, your sales skills, and your negotiation skills. In business, you will be using some of these skills. This is definitely on the right side of the training balance scale. The skills, the techniques. So there are some sales techniques, there are some communication techniques, there are some persuasive techniques. For example, one communication technique, which is very powerful, is learn how to ask questions and listen. God gave you two ears and one mouth. Use them proportionally. So when you're meeting people, talk less, listen more. And when you're asking questions, use the six honest serving men and use them till you'll die. They are what, when, and where, who, how, and why. I could give a whole, again, 2 days on communication or pleasing personality. And I'm going to give you some books to review and look at. The reason we don't spend a lot of time with that in this particular session is it really is irrelevant in the grand scheme of things if you're doing the technique. Because all this will automatically happen anyway. If I focused all my attention on this, like there was a guy who, very successful man, but he was successful, not by accident, but he was using the thought technique virtually unconsciously. And when he wrote down and said, what am I doing every day that caused me to be successful? All he focused on was all his actions, because he thought his actions were what caused his success. So he taught this lengthy seminar, like 5 days in a row, teaching people communication skills, how to joint venture, how to partner up, all these skills that he did. And later, he was frustrated because all the people that went through his lecture, not one of them became successful and not one of them made any substantial increases in income. And he goes, I'm giving them the gold. Why aren't they doing it? Why isn't it working for them? I says, because that stuff doesn't work unless your thinking is right, unless you're focusing on what you want and obsessed with it and feeling good about it when you think about it. Because unless the law of attraction is at work, this stuff doesn't work. And this stuff is irrelevant anyway. So these people were trying to apply this, frustrated. And their thinking was all wrong, and none of it would work anyway. So when they would actually do all the things exactly as he described, because their thinking wasn't right, none of it worked. None of it created any results. So you can do every technique wrong if your thinking is right, and it still works, which is why in business you find people who are incredibly successful who have no pleasing personality and no communication skills and no negotiation skills and no sales skills because their thinking is right. So I'm touching on these things here, but letting you know that it's not that important. I'm just planting some seeds. Next, manage your priorities. Some people call this time management. Time management is wrong. It's really priority management. It's being able to get more done in less time with less stress because you're not stressed out about getting things done. If your thinking is right, you won't even feel any stress at all. But a good technique to reduce stress, because we've been so drilled and ingrained and have so many habits about getting things done, is to use some proper priority management system. I would recommend a company called Priority Management. You can Google them. They have websites and offices all over the world. It is the system that I use. Now, for years, they had a paper-based system. Now, they've gone to a computer-based system. Do not use the computer-based system. It does not work anywhere closely as effectively as the paper-based system. So if you do use the priority management system, use the paper-based system. And lastly, the things that you want to do that successful people do. And this is really more important than any other skill, is these four things. One, read books every day. Even if it's a page a day. Leaders are always readers. When you're reading books, it's causing you to focus positively on the things you want. It's raising your level of belief. And while you're reading, you are virtually blasting out positive vibrations, therefore creating positive experiences in your life. So reading books every day. What books should you read? I'm going to give you a list of books. And again, I would encourage you all to join the Global Information Network, and we'll send you books that I personally have read and suggest and recommend every month. Next, listen to CDs every day. Hey, if you drive a car, you can listen to 10 minutes of a CD. You don't have to listen for hours and hours and hours every day. If you're in the shower, put a CD on. Listen to some information. What CDs? These CDs over and over again. And again, I'm going to give you some recommended materials to purchase as well. Attend various live events, seminars. Something magical happens when you are in a live event with other like-minded people. A mastermind is created and your power is amplified dramatically. That's why the people here in the room have a huge advantage over those just listening to the CDs. People here in the room have been here and then they're going to get the CDs and listen over and over again. So their benefit is amplified multiple fold. And lastly, associate with people that have what you want. People that have what you want. Like-minded people. Associate with them. Become their friends. Listen to them and observe them. Years ago, I was taught by the Brotherhood this concept. One of my mentors said, 5 years from now, your income is going to be the average of your five best friends. Think about that. 5 years from now, your income is going to be the average of your five best friends. Interesting, isn't it? 5 years from now, your income is going to be the average of your five best friends. Why? Because when you're associating with people, masterminds are created and your brains are synchronizing. And if their thought process is low at an income level, yours match and your incomes all match. Because the thoughts are what develop the income. A lot of people listening to this may be thinking, oh God, I need to get some new friends. Guess what? Yes, you're right. Associate with people that have what you want, and always try to associate with people that have income levels that you want and beyond. The higher, the better. You'll begin to observe them, and do observe them, watch them, model yourself after them, listen to them, learn from them, and mimic them. And you'll start developing neural pathways like them and start achieving what their results are. It's the thinking that does make it so. I'm planting a lot of seeds. A lot of seeds that'll start to germinate. You'll see the results, and it will be magical. Let's take a break. If you're listening to the CD, let's go to the next CD, and we'll carry on. We'll be back in a few minutes.